Hello and welcome to the WebCert and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. JD.com has partnered with Kihoo 360. Brands can now control ad placement on Snapchat, and research has found that people in the Asia-Pacific region are willing to exchange data for personalized travel experiences. JD.com has reached a deal with Kihoo 360 to sell products through its browser, search engine, and app store. With the new partnership, the two companies will share data in order to help them compete with some of China's larger e-commerce names, such as Alibaba. JD will be using Kihoo platforms primarily to find new users. These users will then be able to find products from JD's e-commerce site advertised on Kihoo apps and be able to make purchases without leaving the apps. 3 years ago, JD signed a similar deal with Tencent. As a result of that partnership, 25% to 35% of new users now come to JD through Tencent, a feat that JD hopes will be replicated with the new deal with Kihoo 360. Brands can now take control over what content appears next to their ads on Snapchat. The move has been taken to help the social media platform avoid a repetition of the controversy that caused multiple brands to pull out of advertising on YouTube after their content was found to be appearing next to extremist videos. Following the move, advertisers using Snap Ads can now opt out of having their adverts appear next to certain types of content. There are three options available to brands to help them select exactly which content types their adverts can appear alongside. This includes content category exclusions, with seven different categories available to select or deselect, an option to have ads appear only alongside Snapchat curated content, and another option to have the ad appear only between user stories. These three placement controls are available to all advertisers on the platform. An all Snapchat option with no content restrictions is the default setting. A new survey from Amadeus has found that 64% of travelers in the Asia-Pacific region are prepared to exchange data for personalized travel experiences. Just under 7,000 people were questioned for the survey from 14 countries, including Australia, China, and India. It was found that the willingness to share data differed significantly across the region. Whilst 80% of those in Indonesia were happy to share data in return for personalized travel, 69% of Japanese respondents said that they were completely against the idea. This large inconsistency led Amadeus Asia Pacific president to say that the diversity in travelers across the Asia Pacific region proved that a one-size-fits-all approach is a thing of the past for marketers. It was also found that travelers' plans were most impacted by review sites and word of mouth, proving the need for content to be targeted through the right channel at the right time. The Canadian e-commerce market saw strong sales gains in June, when it saw a 43.5% leap from the same month in 2016. Additionally, the e-commerce market accounted for 2.2% of all retail sales in the country in June, compared to 1.6% the previous year. In total, retail e-commerce sales in the country for June were worth a total of 1.2 billion Canadian dollars. These results make Q2 2017 one of the most successful quarters on record for the sector. Statistics Canada said that the increase was due to higher sales in sectors such as general merchandise stores, clothing and clothing accessory stores, building material, gardening equipment, and supply dealers. And finally, recession has altered the way in which South Africans are shopping both on and offline. The latest Poverty Trends in South Africa report from Stats SA revealed that 30 million people have been living in poverty in the country since 2015. The result of this, according to researchers at Nielsen, is that people are reverting to local as they're not willing to travel to supermarkets due to the rising cost of transport. Another impact of the countrywide recession is that consumers are changing the way they shop by buying smaller pack sizes to get the affordable price point or buying in bulk when they can afford it. Additionally, online research of products had increased, with many consumers actively doing pre-shopping research to find the best value items before shopping in store. And that's all from me today. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to check out our free catch-up TV service to view our full range of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.